ask Bill to come on up. And I was just sitting there kind of singing, and I was thinking, you know, as a church, Bill, we took you on. You're kind of our first missionary. And I'm so glad that you were obedient so that we would have a missionary to support. And I'll tell you why. A few years back, when they started getting to know us, and they still liked us anyhow, except Faye and she loved us. I told them, as a church, I said that if we'll reach out, God will bless us. If we get outside of ourselves and do what God says, that He would bless us. And I'm grateful that you were obedient and you did what God told you to do, because you and Faye kind of just stepped right in and allowed us to love on you. And to give you a little to help down in Guatemala, and you're going to share with us some of the results of that, and we appreciate it. And I just wanted to tell you from the church that we love you and appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. I'm kind of like, I tear up. But I see a lot of people in this church. I'm going to
turn it on so we can get turned on. God is already working. He's working this morning. There was a scripture I'd read a couple of weeks ago, and it really spoke to me and kind of explained a few things. We're in a country where we don't speak Spanish. We've been in school for 3 months when we first got there. Our language is God's language. That's all I can say. You know, we may not know the people. We may not know their stories. But when you love somebody that doesn't even know, have no hope, and have nothing, they don't even know God well enough to pray, what do you do? You do what Jesus did. You relinquish all your power and your ability and your trust in God. And He will show you. There's a video. I'm going to talk a little bit and then he can see it. But it's really a story. When we started, as Chip said, God spoke to us. And we've shared a little bit about that. But He told us, do not solicit funds. And I told us, Diane, we're not against that. We've been supporting missionaries for years. So it's not that. We believe it. But He said, do not do that. And I think that message to us was for y'all. Because if we didn't approach, God approached your heart. We think you're going to see what has happened. This community has about 25 families in it. It's 11,000 feet. They're Mayan Indians. We've been trying to get missionaries to go up there, medical missionaries especially. They walk 45 minutes to catch a chicken bus. And a chicken bus is a worked over school bus from the United States. And they say, how many people can you get on a chicken bus in Guatemala? And they always say, one more. And that's 45 minutes from where these people live. So when we go up there, one of their building homes and things, but there's a school there. But there's nothing else for the community. And the elder and the overseer, they elect an overseer, and there is a religious elder there. Their background is Catholicism, but you wouldn't totally know all that because they're not into that. There's not even a church there. But they said, we need a kitchen.
They did have a building out there, dirt floor. I tell you what, it looked like an old chicken coop to me, you know what I mean, really. The only thing that didn't have any roosting rods, just rock, you know, in there. But, so, we just prayed, and God said, well, I asked Oscar, who is the CEO of Building Guate in Guatemala, and he went and started looking and said, well, it's going to cost this, it's going to do that. So I went to where your money's been in a special checking account that is not, unless God tells us to do something with it, it stays there. And we added it up. And I want y'all to know, as Miss Diane said, what we do is not much. But our God owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. Our God doesn't want all we have. He just wants us to be obedient, and he'll take care of the results. I want y'all to know what y'all have done since we've been in Guatemala. We don't have a finished picture, but when we get back, you're going to get some. There's a kitchen where they will go in there and fix lunches and stuff for the kids cook. But it'll also be fellowship for the community. And it's just, and I thought so much of Gospel. You got families that live, you know, around here. This little, I've been in this church when Mark Ashley preached a revival in it. You know, I've known differently. This is a community church. Community. And I want to leave this scripture. It really came to me. It's in Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit with the big S, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, small s, intended on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility and regard one another as more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have the attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's what it takes when you can't. You don't know people's stories. You don't even know their language. You don't know their background. You know, you don't know where they're at that moment. If we can take on the character of Jesus Christ through this, because this is what he did. And on down in there it says, that's what he did for us. I've got a little, some photographs, and I want to show them, and we can talk some more. I'm elated. I understand there's some people, young people in this church that God has been knocking on their door. And so we're going to be meeting with them, talking with them. And just imagine, little old country church. You know, you're working in God's kingdom. You're moving in God's kingdom. You're loving people. I did at the dump. I don't know if you've seen any pictures before we go to the dump. I asked two men that do a lot of work around the dump, work in the house, and building what they ask. I said, why do you think we are here? They couldn't answer. They didn't know. And so I told them, I said, we're not here for us, so we can feel better. We are here so you will know that God has not forgotten you. Three generations on a dump, you think you're forgotten. My spirit relates to Jesus when he was walking in the evening, and he was walking by the leper colony, or the lepers. He wasn't even supposed to be there. Now that's the degree of mindset a lot of these people have. Nobody loves them. Nobody wants them. Nobody cares about them. So, go ahead, Dave, and we'll see what we got. Oh, you got it.
She's got it.
Okay. Go ahead and click. This right here was taken at the dump.
Let me expand that over here.
In building what they build, houses, and they also have teams that come in and build. So this is Kay and I, and that's a plaque that's on will be put on that kitchen, because we have that up there. Go ahead, the next one. And it says, building what they... Apua Gosper Community Church, transforming and enriching the lives and providing what is necessary. Things. Go ahead. This here is a birthday party of Oscar and Phoebe's first baby, Olive. We were there. I thought I'd show you this. Oscar. He's a new Christian, about 2.5 years. Building Guate was just an NGO, a humanitarian type thing. And he got saved. And he said, this organization is going to be known as a Christian organization. Everybody on the board walked away except him. He's a very smart and very capable young man. And all the resources he had, he put in that to keep it going. Go ahead. That's Oscar with his back to us. Just to get to see you, that's Phoebe over there in the striped. Her dad is the CEO of Building Guate, a pastor. He works for Delta. He doesn't preach anymore, but he is still an ordained pastor. And they live in Collegedale, Georgia, right there by the airport, you know, in Atlanta. Here. And that's little Miss Olive. We have a great grandbaby over there. That's just our relationship. They're just like our kids. Go ahead. We go up on the mountain, and this is some of the photographs that Bob Truesdale and Susan made while they were over there. This guy right here, we went to a coffee plantation, and you can buy that coffee online from Amazon.com for $16. But it's all, go ahead. That's Susan, go ahead. I don't know. We're into different pictures now from Bob. If you'll, Dave, if you'll, that's where they're making the coffee. This coffee was roasted and ground and that and put in there. Go ahead. See if you get up there on the La Colina kitchen. I want them to see some of the pictures of the building.
I think that's the file we opened with the La Colina kitchen.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Here we go. This building here it's got roof and everything, concrete floor and everything now. Go ahead, you should have. These are two of the children live in that village. And that's probably great grandma, you know. There's the outside, and you'll see the difference. And they're building it themselves. Y'all bought the material, paid for the material, and they're putting it together. That's the spiritual elder right there, Chema. And y'all, I think the first one that came, the first donation they made, y'all bought two of these dinners at the Dome, where we go down there at least once a week and make a soup. We call it Soup Kitchen. And they're fixing these are two missionaries from Searcy, Arkansas, over there to the right of Kay, and the ones with their back to us, that's Leanne and Stephen, and they're from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the Lord spoke to them. They sold their house and everything, and they're in Guatemala. Okay. That tree is like our meeting place and everything right there. And this is the land. These are the houses that they built. The one on the far end, we go with, previously with IMAC, International Medical Assistance Corporation, that far end house that there's no green on, that's the first house built. It's a little bit bigger, all concrete block, and they've already started modifying those on this coming our way, taking out the masonite board and building and finishing it up in blocks. And this right here, and that's where they work with the kids while the lunch is being done and talking with them and working with them like that. I saw this. Our prayers may be awkward. Our attempts may be feeble. But since the power of prayer is in the one who hears it and not in the one who says it, our prayers do make a difference. And I think we need to understand Max Lucado is stepped way outside his denominational boundaries. I know him enough since Kay had the bookstore. I know about Max Lucado for a long time. But he followed God, I think. And this is a truth that we need. It's not us and who we are. It's who he is. It's not how we feel or what we think. It's what he says to us. That's things that we've learned. This is a missionary group that came down and worked at the Dome. And I don't know where they were from or when they're. I think they were medical. Kay, do you know?
I do not.
Okay. This is to give you an idea. This young man, Julian, Bill and Guate also sponsors kids. The government was going to close a school that is two blocks from where this area is because people don't have money to send their kids to school. School is not free there. They have to pay a tuition, and the tuition is supposed to support the school. Well, Bill and Oscar went to the education department of this county where this is located and said, "You can't do that. We'll help you. What can we do? If you close that school, those children will never have any hope of breaking the chain of poverty that they're in." And I need to say this. I've got a real close friend that missionaries brought back from Belize. Didn't adopt him, just brought him back, educated him. He went to Mississippi State, became an engineer. I worked with him because he on projects because he was at Whirlpool in Oxford, Mississippi. I talked to him while I was here. I stayed in contact with him because his heart's desire is to do something for his country. And when I started telling him about this, he said, "Bill, I was a dumb kid. I was a dumb kid. That broke my heart. But at the same time, it encouraged the heart." So that's why. And my uncle passed away. And Kay and I both just felt we didn't want to buy flowers. Not that we don't love them. And so we sponsored him and his sister in the name. And my aunt went and talked with her. She's in, and that's what she's doing. So that's an area of service. And when we go there, they usually work with the kids. Okay, go ahead. And this is just some more of that. Okay. This is a video. I'm gonna leave these with you. I've got some discs I'm gonna give to Chip, and y'all can play these at Sunday school or, you know, when you want to get together. This is where Kay and I feed kids on Wednesdays and Fridays at, on a volcano about 7,000 feet. We feed anywhere from 250 to over 500 kids. Now, we don't do the cooking. We maintain, this is what the medium group, they got a baby group where babies, younger kids are, and then these are 10, 11, 12 year old kids, 7 maybe. Go ahead. If you click on that, it's going to play a video, a DVD. So. May I hope you did this for me. We also, the church where we attend, these are policemen. We have a Celebrate Recovery on Tuesday night for policemen. And this is Oscar and myself on the land and talking about, this here is the valley that we live in. And this is going up a hill. This is a school where they, this is the first soup kitchen Kay and I went to. The lady on the far right lived in the first house they ever built. That's the school. This little girl right here had her parents, her dad shot by walking, because he was walking across a man's field. And we did a Christmas play. This church was built in 1517. This here is, they give out food. There's young soup kitchens again. We go, that's a mountain where we feed the volcano, where we feed. And this is, Kay does this. This is the women's ministry where she has worked with them, and they crochet, they make different things. They've taken old t-shirts and turn them into market bags. And that's our granddaughter. She's come in March the 6th. It'll be the third trip she's made from Germany. She lives in Germany. When we first left, this church, just a half a block from where we live, they stay booked for almost 2 years ahead for weddings. And this is where the bride was brought into the church, and the old car. They got a bunch of old cars down there, guys. I mean old. There's a market bag that they made. Tommy is a CEO, director of, some of y'all may know Jennifer Hunt, Chris Hunt's daughter, and that's, but these are pictures that only, that really truly don't express what these kids feel and these people feel by just being there and helping them. And we are working real hard with life skills. Purified water. They stay sick. There's no, I mean, it's, we're doing everything we can. We're sort of like the gravy and biscuit guy Chip talked about this morning. God says do it, he does it. I think that's just the way I say it, you know. He does. You have to. How do you do this? We do not and will not want to be their employer. In other words, their source. And all I can say is thank you from the bottom of our hearts. But you will get a report and pictures when we get back of the complete kitchen more thing, more than anything, is changing people's lives. We tell them, God gets the credit. These people listen to God. That's why you are able to have what you have.